Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
That's right. We got them all. The big Mike, the motivator. He's there. We need to motivate people to get some brags into the brag line. Brag at ESPNLouisville.com. I guess none of your children have done anything worthy of accomplishment, so nobody's proud of their kids.
I've gotten one of my personal one here, so I'll have that one ready, locked and loaded.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Well,
it's just
good.
My son, though, again, or one of my kids.
That's fine.
I don't know. This is somebody I don't know, but I don't.
Okay.
So what's the brag line email address? Because this one came
in. I've given it out 15 times a day. Brag at ESPN Louisville. If you don't know, nobody knows.
Brag at ESPN Louisville. I was yes. asking you to do it for our listeners.
Brought to you
audience.
By the Gomez Insurance Agency.
And that's 1G in brag, Mark.
1G in brag. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lee.
All right. With that, let's pick some games with Brandon. Let's pick some games. Go ahead, hit the open.
I made money.
Lost money.
Sports betting is a $200 billion a year business.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Kansas City is 7-1 against the point spread coming off a Monday night game. Take KC -6.
Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
There's like $1 million riding on that game.
Oh, there's like a whole lot more than that.
That's Matthew McConaughey trying to portray the man on the line right now, Brandon Lang. Uncle Brandon, it's been too long.
That's funny when I'm just listening to that the kid, there's a whole lot of money right on that game. Oh, there's a whole lot more than that. That's funny. That actually happened. That's hilarious. I was so pissed at Stu, and I just got pissed at him. I wanted to lose, and the kid comes downstairs, and I think we lost on Sunday. So when you lose big on Sunday, you know, you lose the early game at 1, lose at 4, try to get him to bail out on Sunday night. So you're going into Monday. You need the side, the total, the parlay. You got to get all three. It's the only way you can bail them out. They can't. You just give them the side. You got to bail them out. So they're hammering it because you're either going to hit the parlay and save them, or you lose the parlay and that whole clientele book is gone. So it's the only, and then you just start from scratch. So you got 60 salesmen upstairs who are, their clientele book's going to be gone. So then they got to hammer the phones on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday's off. So Tuesday you're hammering the phone trying to write news and get new guys in and start a new clientele book. So the pressure to hit that parlay, and he comes downstairs and he looks at me. He says, side, total, parlay. Walks upstairs. That's it. There was no dialogue. I was pissed. So then the wow. kid comes downstairs, and his name was Craig Rosasco, and he comes downstairs, and he would clean the office. Like, every Monday, he'd come in and clean the office. I think his dad ran a hospital in Miami. I think he's doing really well. He might even be a doctor. But I said, Craig, who are you like tonight? He goes, why? I said, just who are you like tonight? Who are you like the game tonight? And he goes, well, I like this, I like this, and I like this. And so I write it down. He goes, what are you doing? I'm taking it upstairs. He goes, you can't. He goes, they need the parlay. I said, yeah, you just picked it. He's like, no, no. I'm like, yeah, you just picked it. Great job. And then he literally said, he goes, there's like $1 million. I go, there's a whole lot more than that.
There you go.
I walked upstairs and gave Stu the paper and got in my car. And I think I drove into the city and literally just set it Nanny's El Valetto's, Italian place I loved, and watched the game there at the bar, and the kid hit the side total parlay.
Oh my God.
And it was a blowout. I can't even remember what the game was. It was an absolute blowout.
KC minus the six. That's what it was, right?
No.
That's a different line. Different line. Well, let's get. This is a huge weekend, college, man. I mean, this is a huge one. Tonight, USC, they opened as a 1-point favorite. They're up to 2.5. 78% of the money is on USC in this one. This is where the people are leaning. Where are you leaning?
Utah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that USC is as good as they looked against Notre Dame. I think the quarterback of Notre Dame had probably his worst second half of football that you possibly have, that he's played pretty well all year. Utah won the first meeting 43-42. USC allowed 562 yards total offense in that game. And I just think when you get down to this situation with these teams trying to get into the Final Four, teams that are this bad defensively don't normally get in. USC has no defense. UCLA just absolutely shredded them. Utah shredded them. And I just believe Utah matches up better with them than any team in the Pac-12. And so I'm going to take the 2.5, buy it up to 3, and roll the dice with Utah. Because I just don't think USC deserves to be there. Haven't really played anybody all year. And their defense can't stop the run in Utah.
Yeah, the total's like 65 in this one or something.
It's crazy. And I don't think it's
67. Reaches. Sorry,
championship games are different as far as pace and tempo and how every possession means something. I think that's too high a total, so I lean towards the under. But you know, I watched Utah a little bit play Colorado their last game last week, 63-21, and it's similar to why I like TCU on Saturday, but I'm going to take Utah plus the points.
The SEC title game is a you know big old spread in this one. It started out at 16.5. It's been up to 18s now. Looking at this morning, looks like it's about 17.5. Georgia minus that against LSU. Georgia probably could lose and still be in the playoff, but I don't know. Where do you land on this one?
I don't think they're going to lose, but I'm having – this is – in my 30 years in the business, this is the greatest college season I've ever had in my career. I'm 23-7 at BrandonLing.com. It's ridiculous. Wow. And I've spent a lot of the Saturdays – I think I won 9 of the last 10 Saturdays, 11 of 14 Saturdays this year. And it's been situational handicapping. Let me just give you a quick example. Ole Miss loses to Alabama at home when they get down to the Alabama 12-yard line. They lose the SEC championship. They lose everything in that game. Then they got to pick up and go on the road and play Arkansas, who's trying to get bowl eligible. There was no way Ole Miss was going to rise up and play like their lives depended on it. It was 35-6 at the half, Arkansas. Situational handicap. And the next week, Arkansas goes to Missouri off that big win against Ole Miss. They're now bowl eligible. Missouri has to win to become bowl eligible. Guess who played Georgia the toughest of every team this year? Missouri. 26-22. Actually led 22-19 with 4 minutes to go in the game. And I'm going, how in the world is Missouri getting 2.5 from Arkansas at home where they played them the toughest? Missouri wins the game outright, 29-27. So that leads into LSU, who's going to A&M last week. They're already in the SEC championship game. They can't get in the Final Four. Some people said they had a chance to, but there was no way that was going to happen. That was A&M's Super Bowl. There was no way LSU was going to go in there and beat A&M. Not happening. Situational. Now, it's one game in Atlanta. I'm on LSU plus the points. Georgia's great, but you're getting close to 17 in a championship game. I can't pass it up. I'm going to take LSU plus the points. Situational handicapping.
Go to BrandonLang.com to get the one-day all-access pass. Let's do one more college. I don't know how you handicap Clemson then with that. You know, I mean, they're out. They're giving 7.5 to Carolina. How do you handicap this one?
Over the total. Every North Carolina game just played over the total. They got no defense. So they're gonna score. They're going to go up and down the field. This isn't the game I like. This isn't the game I'm touching. Yeah. The game I'm going to touch is TCU. TCU is 3 points away from going undefeated against the spread. I just want you to
absorb
what
I just
said.
Wow.
I just want you to absorb what I just said. 3 points away from becoming the first team since I've been doing this for a living to cover every game in their college season. They were laying 5 against Oklahoma State at home. They won by 3 in overtime. They were laying 1.5 2 weeks ago at Baylor and won by 1 when they were going for 2 to get up by 3. That's it. Mm-hmm. They've come. Now, there was a couple miracle covers in there. The West Virginia cover was the most absurd bad beat in the history of mankind if you had West Virginia, because West Virginia was getting 6.5. They're down 3. There's 22 seconds to go. TCU's at the West Virginia 21-yard line. They snap the ball. The guy's offside. Take a knee. Game's over. They throw a touchdown pass and cover the number, win by 10. They're so good. And I just – K-State was up on them 28-10 or 27-10, 28-10 I think it was, and TCU made some adjustments and wins 38-28. And I just believe that TCU has the look. Listen, they went into Texas and won, went into Baylor and won, and came back home last week and absolutely destroyed Iowa State. Top 10 defense, put up, I think, 63 on them. So I get it, but I'm telling you, TCU, I believe what's going to happen is I believe Utah is going to beat USC tonight. TCU will win, and the committee will jump Ohio State and put Bama in the Final Four, and your first semifinal game is going to be Georgia-Alabama. That's what I think is going to happen. So we'll see what goes on, because I don't think they put Ohio State in after losing by 100 at home to Michigan over a Bama team that had 2 losses by 1 and 3 points on the road. I just don't see it. And Bama's
it'll be chaos. If that spot opens up, you're right, it's going to be absolute chaos in the argument between those teams. I just want to get one NFL game that's this one. The line just stinks to me. I mean, it's the Chiefs are at the Bengals. The Chiefs never cover, it doesn't seem like. They're just a 2.5-point favorite at Cincinnati in this rematch of the AFC Championship game. Where do you land on this one?
Ready for this? This is the B-Lang.
Oh, no.
Killing it. The B-Lang absolutely killing it in Vegas on Bumble and Hinge. I don't have enough time to go on these dates, bro. I don't have enough time to go on these dates. I could go on a date every single night. It's like fishing with dynamite. This is the greatest thing ever. This stat I'm giving you is the Hinge Bumble stat. And his NFL – this is the something's got to give stat.
Okay.
In his NFL career in the month of November – and December, Patrick Mahomes is not 24-2, not 25-1. He is 26-0 in November and December in his NFL career. He has yet
that is crazy.
To lose a game.
That's a crazy stat.
Something has to give. They're laying 2.5. It would be just like Cincinnati, who, by the way, I'm 0-190. Going with or against the Bengals.
Same way. Can't stand the. I can't pick them. I cannot pick them. I'm personal bias against them.
I'm leaving them alone. But it would be just like the Bengals to lose this game by 1 and cover the number, and Mahomes goes to 27-0. So I believe if you go against a 26-0 stat, you're absolutely out. Until somebody shows you they can beat this kid in November and December, you can't go against him. You can't. He finds ways to win. And everybody knows in the playoff game last year at the goal line at the end of the first half, they probably should have kicked the field goal. Then I heard there was arguments in the locker room between Bieniemy and Mahomes about the last play, and Bieniemy and Reed got into it. When they took the field in the third quarter, they were just in complete disarray. I had multiple people tell me there was crap going on at half, and they just came out in the second half, and that was it. So revenge, I believe, if you go against Kansas City and they show – let me just say this real quick. How good does the Niners' defense look right now? If you look at the San Francisco 49ers, how good does their defense look right now?
Their whole team looks great, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, you look at that defense, you're like, Jesus, how do they ever lose a game? Kansas City went out to San Francisco earlier this year, and they just didn't beat them. They blew the doors off them 44-23. That defense! 44-23. Yeah. So if you go against KC and they show, you got no shot. You're miserable and you'll turn it off at the half and go, I can't believe I went against this. So you have to play KC based on that.
All right. Well, so it sounds like the apps are working for you out there. So congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
I got a Dominican. I got a blonde 57 from Malibu who just moved to Vegas and having cocktails with tonight. It's crazy. Right. Oh, my God. It's the greatest.
It's the greatest. Get on out of here before we get in trouble. Appreciate it.
I'll tell the joke. Did I tell the joke? And I'll tell next week about... No, it's clean. Just relax.
Yeah. Oh, my heart fluttered.
I'm going to an area. I would never go Zero Dark 30 ever again. It's clean. I may have told it before, but I'll tell it next week about the guy. The wife wakes up in the bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, and her husband's not in bed. Have I told that yet?
I don't know. Will you please tell me off air?
Remember, I'm telling it. Takes 1 minute. Ready?
Oh gosh! Have the dump button ready, boys.
No, don't. She wakes up. She goes downstairs. Turns on the kitchen light. He's not there. She looks in the living room, and there he sits in the pitch dark, crying as if he's lost a child. Half a bottle of Jack Daniel's gone. And she says, "Are you okay?" He goes, "Do you remember when we first started dating, all my friends said I shouldn't date the sheriff's daughter?" And she goes, "Yeah." He goes, "And then 2 months later, your dad caught us upstairs and put a gun to the back of my head and said, 'You will marry my daughter or I'll put you in prison for 20 years. She goes, "Yes." He goes, "I'd be getting out of prison tomorrow."
Oh gosh, I got off easy there.
Yeah, in America, laughs at that joke. Going, nothing we can do.
All right, scoot on out.
That'll probably be trying to go to 24/7. So knock on wood, and let's roll.
All right, we'll talk to you, Brandon Lang. BrandonLang.com. The one day all access pass. The tension is back. We haven't had tension in that segment, guys, in a while. It was back.
But I had my finger on the dump button.
Yes, thank
twice.
You.
When he started talking about hinge and bubble, the hand went on the dump button.
Yeah,
and then for the joke,
Mark and I were talking. Mark's like, "Hold up." And he went straight to the dump button.
We're having this, and I said, "Hang on,
hang on, yeah,
hang on, hold that thought,
DEFCON 4, hang on, DEFCON 4."
Exactly.
Oh goodness, but that's as far as it went. All right, well, we bullied people into brags, so we'll have the brag line from the brought to you by the Gomez Insurance Agency with 1G. We'll have that up next. And so yeah, it was good. We got some in there. So I felt like I interrupted you, Mike, when you were motivational, Mike. There,
no.
You know?
Well,
giving this team, you know, like a lecture.
I've already said what I had to say. You know, I mean, it's, you know, Mark just mentioned our KenPom ranking. It is.
Oh, what is it?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
We were going to
hang on.
187, I think.
Yep. Well, the thing with KenPom is it's predictive, right? It's not even
187.
You know,
yeah.
Well, I wonder what the old RPI would be for him.
You
that's
look
based
at
on
our
result.
Guys, and you tell me that is talent wise 187th team in America.
No, I mean, I think
effort wise, sure, they're 300th.
Harvard, you know, is ahead of us right now. Longwood,
right?
UC Riverside, Southern Utah, Cornell ahead of Louisville right now.
So I just think that's where Kenny is. I think he just needs to pick effort, and that's it. And then people can earn their effort and earn their minutes back through not liking, you know, not playing or transfer. Who cares? You're not winning any games. It doesn't matter if you leave.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Take your zero wins with you?
Well, and then we were looking up, I was trying to find out the worst Power 6 leagues. Is there anybody below us? And there are two schools in the Power 6 that are below Louisville, and it's California, who's 0-8, and Oregon State, who's 4-4. And that's it. I mean, we're the third worst KenPom team in the Power 6.
But here we find worse and worse stats. You know, the KenPom is predictive. I mean, KenPom might be optimistic. The RPI, while it's outdated, is based on your results. They're 311th in the RPI.
Oh, wow.
311th. Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, they're winning.
And that probably doesn't even factor in the D2 loss.
Right. No, it does not. No,
well,
it does not.
Ryan, yeah. I mean, that might sink them all the way down.
And the thing is, I don't not believe in these kids. I don't believe in them with what they're doing right now. Like, they can do it, but they have to make that choice. I mean, if I could tell them, "Hey, you want to watch somebody who did more with less," and I don't even want to say with less because he was uber athletic, but Charles Jones used to fight off 7'4" Ralph Sampson, 7' Akeem Olajuwon, the Twin Towers of Kentucky, Melvin Turpin, Sam Bowie, as a 6'8 forward, and did well. And he was intense. And he would jump, and he would jump, and he would jump, and he would block, and he'd rebound, and he was angry about it. He wasn't Montrez, like, starting fights, but he was like, I am not showing up here to have someone make me look bad. That was an attitude he had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was amazing to watch. So if you need, Kenny, you know, if you want to sit him down and dig out some old Charles Jones of watching a guy fight against guys that were upper weight class and succeeding, that's what we need out of these guys. And they all know it. What are you afraid of? What's stopping you? I don't. That's the thing I don't understand. As a competitor, I played college tennis. Who cares? It's a sport, though. You compete. There were times where I certainly had a crappy attitude, and I had my worst success ever. And then there was times where I got sick of it, and that's what we're hoping we see out of them.
Against Kentucky.
And then next thing you know, my workouts are different. And then when I'm losing again, if I'm losing a match, I'm like, why did I lose? It's like, well, because I got a little weak here, or my shoulders hurt, or I got tired, or whatever. And that went straight to the gym, and that's what I would work on. So, I mean, it's like they're not sick of it. So fans are sick of it. We're all sick of it. When they get sick of it, they have enough talent to make it interesting, for sure. But you got to get sick of it. They're not sick of it, apparently.
All right. I guess we'll go from Brandon to good things in life in the brag line, you know, because we got sometimes I always feel like we need to, you know, clean it up right after that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to get some wholesome in there.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, at some point, we're gonna have to figure out some music to put underneath this or something, or a ding or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done absolutely
something uplifting. Something uplifting, again, yeah.
Yes. This is, again, brought to you by the Gomez Insurance Agency, Gomez with an S. So be sure to, you know, call and get a quote today. All right, first one. My son, Will Ernst, has scored 9 goals and was 100% on faceoffs for the last 3 games in lacrosse for Christian Academy's fifth and sixth grade
team. Heck yeah.
All right, congratulations.
Boom. Bingo.
There we go. Let's see. Mercy Academy girls basketball opened with wins over number 17 Mercer County, number 25 male sophomore forward Lee Macy had 34 points and 27 rebounds in a win over male. That's sent to me by Brian Macy.
Nice.
Let's see. My daughter's cheerleading squad, Mount Washington Middle School, won their regional competition going to state. They got a really late start compared to other squads, and they have a lot of cheerleaders who are cheering their first year, including my daughter. They worked hard, and I'm proud of them. See, this is the idea.
Bingo.
There we go. This shout out to the 8-and-under Kentucky Outlaws football team for winning the 2022 Turkey Bowl in Bardstown this week and outscoring their opponents 43-0.
Go Outlaws.
Boom.
Love it.
Just want to brag on my daughter Amy and her husband Caleb, and their first child is due in July. There we go. Did a surprise gender reveal on Thanksgiving, and it's a boy.
It's a trap. Wow. That's great.
It's a trap.
At least playing all the sounds.
Let's see. This is in Adrian. My daughter Hadley Fertig just started playing volleyball this year. She's 12 years old and in the 7th grade at Crosby. Made the JV team. Never playing before. Worked her way up to varsity over the course of the season. She has been out in the driveway hitting the ball off a garage every day and working to get better. Just a few weeks ago, she tried out for Kiva, which is a volleyball powerhouse locally, and made it to the top regional team. We're super proud and working of her. Working hard to get better, and it's gratifying as a parent to see that hard work pay off. Sounds
Bingo.
Like young Mike Lindsay hitting a tennis ball out against the
the garage.
I used to do it against my neighbor's house, and they'd keep asking me to stop doing that.
They would.
They had a wall that was like huge and wide open, and I would just hit it. So it's like it was the other side of the walls where they watched TV.
Oh God!
So they were like, "Can you please stop doing that?" Like, sorry, you know, but I would do it again because when kids are dumb, so I just do it again.
Just do it again.
Yeah.
Can you please stop?
Keep going.
Hey, shout out to her. Working hard when no one is looking is how you succeed.
That is right. And then, Mark, you sent me one. There's like 8 million stats. I don't know what to do with this.
All right. No, I'll just read it. Brett, and then this is from Bobby, bragging about my son, Keiji Clifton, 2026 Atherton basketball with a great stat line versus Holy Cross in Keiji's first game as a freshman. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. He's 6'5" in the 2026 class. So maybe go ahead and put him on the radar there as a 2026 Flyville member.
Well, all right, there we go. We're not only turning this into brag line, but a scouting line.
There we go.
This into here. So, all right. So, good job. Brought to you again by the Gomez Insurance Agency, Gomez with an S. All right. We will continue along. I'm going to let you guys finish up. I got, you know, the business side of things, you know, a call that I got to be
business
on,
so. Time.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it DeMarcus Smith, quarterback, on. Business decision? The well, quarterback from that? Seneca?
Yeah, we can talk about that, like Teddy Bridgewater
business
and
decision.
Him.
Yeah.
People, we actually had a debate here about whether or not DeMarcus Smith or Teddy Bridgewater was the future quarterback of our program.
He was good, though. You said Teddy. Well, I mean, we were having debates that year. Is, you know, should Will Stein? We got to keep him in a starting quarterback role over Teddy Bridgewater. And then I was still saying that.
Will Stein. Maybe look, help
we
with
did
the offense.
Bowling versus Lamar.
OC, he's doing good down at UTSA.
We did. God, it's amazing. All right. Well, they'll take you on home. You listen to ESPN 680 93.9 The Ville, 105.7.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
Welcome back to the Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. If you're struggling with some hearing issues or anything like that, give our friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology a call. I always, every December, I get my hearing checked. And it's something that I do annually because when you set a baseline for yourself and for your family members, you'll know year to year if you've had recession or reduction in your ability to hear. And that's important because if you're working hard to hear, your brain kind of recalibrates itself. It can lead to dementia later on in life and things like that. So go ahead, get, you know, and then also why live with something if you can fix it? And hearing is the number one modifiable risk factor that you can, hearing loss is to prevent dementia later on in life. So go ahead and take care of that. I'm going to get mine taken care of. I actually wore some hearing aids last year for like a day, they were very comfortable and nobody noticed because nobody said, hey, I didn't know you wore hearing aids. Somebody looked at me funny because I wanted to see, like, would anybody be like, hey, that's new on you? Nobody even noticed that I was wearing them. So it was kind of cool.
One thing I kind of wonder is, especially with the ever since the pandemic, people are working from home, right? And there's a lot more of that. And a lot of times if you're working from home, you're not going to sit there and hold a phone, you know, in your hand. So right. What you're doing is you're using your ear pods. So it's like the amount of close to the ear pods, you know, the headphones, things like that, things that, like, do you have the volume up too loud? Like, I really feel like every once in a while, like, you know, the last 2 years, solid, I've had here, you know, my earbuds in my ears, and I have to be doing some kind of damage to my ear that I should probably have checked, you know, because because when I'm not on a call, then I'm listening to music. And if I'm not listening to music, then I'm doing something else. And it's like, at some point, there's got to be a toll there, and I should be more aware of maybe what I'm doing to myself.
For sure. So, Mike Lindsay in here with me. We're going to take you guys the rest of the way. We've got Roger on the line. We'll take Roger's call. And then I'm going to talk the portal with you and some of the recruiting things that are happening on the football front. Roger, welcome in to the Diener Show.
Hey, I heard y'all talking earlier about the basketball team, and it boils down to kind of effort. of during the games.
Yeah.
And I think that Kenny ought to take the whole team to a women's game. It's just like the other night when they lost to Ohio State. But they're giving up their bodies. They're playing for the name on the jersey. Not their name, the Louisville name. And go watch the women play to see what it's like to play for the University of Louisville.
Yep.
I mean, these women, they're getting bloodied. They're getting taped up. You talk about effort. They bring effort every single night. And if that doesn't shame this men's team into seeing what it's like to play for the University of Louisville, not what the men have been doing, what these women do.
Yep. I totally agree with you, Roger. Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I appreciate the phone call. The women's basketball team, they give maximum effort, whether they're getting blown out. I think you'll see that tonight on the volleyball team. I think you'll see that throughout our sports. And the football team, to be honest. I mean, they're getting killed. I mean, Scott Satterfield talked about it being dead in the water against Boston College. Mm-hmm. They kept fighting. They came out of Virginia, Brock Doman. I mean, everything was against them in Charlottesville.
They
went out there and battled.
The article was floating around that the coach may not even survive the week, right? I mean, they had every reason in the world at 2-3, everyone down on them.
Yeah.
See, and to roll
there
over.
Has to be some level of pride, right? And things happen to you, in your life. And, if you want to lay down and die, you can do that. And a lot of people do. A lot of people, they have bad cards dealt to them. They're like, oh, life's over. Right. Or you could do something different. Or you could just keep battling and find a way. Change the circumstance. And you know what? You'll probably take steps backward as you're doing that, too. But, you got to keep going. And I agree with Roger. The women's basketball team, they've grinded. They're in a different place than the men's team is, though.
Right.
They've had a long-term sustained success.
Right.
It's hard to take the first step sometimes. So want to talk to you about the portal.
Yep.
It's interesting what's going on. I mean, obviously, a lot of people see the quarterbacks that are in there, but there are linebackers. There are wide receivers. There are quarterbacks, of course. And Louisville's put a couple guys into the portal late last night. KJ Cloyd, Max Cabana. I think we're up to seven. Let me count this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys in the portal. Your thoughts just on the guys that are in there so far. And
I'm trying to still try to process. Because every time you see someone in the portal, like, oh, what's going on? They're leaving. This place sucks. Or just whatever.
You'd get that reaction a lot on the
internet. Right. It's like, but that overreaction eventually leave, and there's like a stable baseline, right? And I don't know what the stable baseline is, like expect 9 a year. Like, I don't know what the, where people are between being.
How well have you recruited?
Yeah, between being unsatisfied, whether deserved or not, with your playing time. You may not actually deserve it, and you think you do. Or it could be, I need to go down in weight class so I can play more just because I love the sport, which is totally understandable. Or I'm not feeling the coach, whatever. Like, what is that stable baseline? So, now that we have these rules for transfers, and that's fine, because last year I think it was a net positive, I feel like it was a net positive, at least at the time. I think if D. Wiggins probably stayed healthy the whole year, we'd probably feel more like
it was a net
positive.
I do think it was a net positive.
Yeah.
Like, even with some of the injuries with Lole and Wiggins, I still think it was a net positive.
I mean, Hudson, 1,000-yard season. Saw yesterday
Griffin.
He is tied for first in contested catches in all of Power 5. I'm still trying to get used to that. Like, I'm not used to, people leaving and not having this overreaction to it. Like, so I'm trying to get in my head, okay, every year expect 7-9, and then we'll get 7-9, and the question is it an upgrade for us? I'm trying to kind of reset expectations. So when I see people leave, my first question is, okay, how much is it truly hurting us? Because that's the other overreaction we have, is if someone leaves, it's painful to the program, and it's not always the case.
The guys that hurt us last year were Watkins and Harrell, right? And then Greedy. you know, like Greedy Vance.
Right.
He ended up, he was a starter for us. He was a probably the third or fourth guy in their rotation at cornerback at Florida State. But we got Brownlee, and Brownlee was an everyday starter for us. And I know a lot of people didn't like Brownlee, but he was only getting targeted because they didn't want to go after Keytrell.
Right.
So it's like
you he had more opportunity for, and so you go after for success and for failure at the
exactly.
same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I thought Brownlee had a nice year. He's certainly more physical than Greedy Vance. And, you know, Kenai Walker went to Oklahoma, didn't play. And then people will say Aiden Robbins was a 1,000-yard running back.
Yeah.
At UNLV, but the problem is he wasn't going to do that here.
Right.
Like, he was not going to have 1,000 yards of rushing at Louisville.
Right.
Now, if he wants to come back here and play with Jawar Jordan and Reuben Owens and Maurice Turner, I think there's a spot for one more back. And maybe Aiden Robbins wants to be that third or fourth back next year. I don't know.
But he won't be a 1,000-yard rusher. You know? So it's like, so that, yeah, so I guess it kind of depends on what you're looking for. You know, like in your head, your expectation in your head, what you were expecting. They all want to go pro, right? You know, like less than 1% are going to go pro. So when you get down to being realistic, yeah, what is it?
The majority of the guys that are in the portal for Louisville and other teams like Louisville are guys that you kind of are okay with going. And I'll read you some names that went last year. Kobe Baines played 5 games at Kansas. Kristen Peterson didn't land anywhere. Tim Lawson, nowhere. Blake Nelson, nowhere. Tyler Harrell went to Bama. He got 2 catches. I would have liked to had him. Reese Jesse, nowhere. You know, Aiden Robbins went to UNLV. Kenai Walker played. He got 4 tackles at Oklahoma. Demetrius Cannon, nowhere. I think he went to JUCO. Jadarian Boykin, Middle Tennessee State. Zay Peterson, Middle Tennessee State. Neither one of those guys played. Greg DeRozier went to UMass. Justin Marshall had a nice season at Buffalo. Desmond Daniel, nowhere. Jordan Watkins, Ole Miss. Very good season.
Yeah.
For the majority, the guys that we departed our program.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3.
Two or three dudes mattered.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, it's like, okay, you're creating more of an opportunity for your current roster to be better. Mm-hmm. And you brought in dudes that mattered. You're talking about Momo Sanoga, MJ Griffin, as we mentioned, Brownlee. You know, guys like that really, Tyler Hudson, that helped your team. And, you know, we missed on some. Nikario Harper, you know, he was gone in the middle. You know, some of these other guys, we had a transfer from Duke and USC that never even showed up.
Yeah.
Never even, you know, but that's part of this game.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for, like, what Louisville's going to do with the portal here. More than I'm concerned about what they've lost so far.
So I'm going to put it in my head then. 10% of the team every year expect an exchange.
Yeah, maybe up to 15. You know.
There's 100 on the team, right? 110?
Yeah, 85.
Oh, 85?
Okay. 85 scholarships.
Well, 10% would be 8, right? So 13 would be 15. So
yeah. That's where you probably are. And I don't want to lose Hassan Halls to Georgia Tech. That's one I didn't mention.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose guys like that, but like Hassan was fumbling like crazy here.
Yeah.
He lost the trust of the coaching staff.
Right.
He needed a fresh start. Russ Yeast needed a fresh start 2 years back. Okay. And then he went to K-State, was all for, you know, first team, all Big 12, and is now playing for the Rams.
Right.
It's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to lose John Grenards.
Right.
Those are the dudes that really hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, and, I do think Louisville needs another Momo type. I think Dorian Jones can step into that role. I think he'd be good. But they need another backer, another Monty Montgomery type guy.
Yeah.
Somebody who can like be a force in the backfield. They need somebody for take up Yaya's spot. If they can find an edge rusher for they're not going to find another Yasir.
Right.
You can replace Momos and Yaya's, even though those are two really good players.
Impossible by name alone, though.
No.
Momos and Yaya's are hard to come by.
Momos and Yaya's are... Right. How many double names have we ever had on the same team? That's kind of crazy. But no, I mean, that's... you know, guys like that are... They're out there. They're good players, but you're not finding another Yasir Abdullah.
Right.
You're going to have to make him up in the aggregate. You're going to have to make him up just by being better defensively entirely. So, you know, and then on the offensive... On the freshman side of things, I'm... watch out for Marcellus, gosh, let me make sure I have.
Marcellus Wallace from the Quentin Tarantino
Pulliam.
Movie?
Okay. No, Pulliam. Marcellus Pulliam. Yeah. He commits tomorrow.
Okay.
I think Louisville's getting this one. It's between us, Miami, let me see, Miami, Auburn, Georgia Tech, and Mississippi State. I think we get them. He's out of Grayson, Georgia, okay. Fayetteville, Georgia. Watch out for Everett Rasal. Watch out for Wu Spencer. Watch out for Edwin Joseph. And then watch the guys that we have committed. DeAndre Moore I'm worried about. Adonijah Green I'm worried about. And who's another one I'm worried about? There's one more.
Can't think right now. What, so how is that – all right, say that happens, okay? How's our exchange there? What we're losing, what we're gaining? Are we getting heavy in one spot, or are these filling the need?
Adonijah not going to play right net. Probably he might play a little bit next year because he's just got to get bigger. But I'd like to have him, right. You know, down the line. I'd like to have him. Oh, Stanquan Clark's the other one.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people around the country want to have a Stanquan Clark. We've got his teammate, Katarius Hicks. We're also recruiting Reuben Bain, who would be probably the recruit I'd be most excited about, even like over Reuben Owens and Pierce Clarkson. Okay. I'm a defensive guy. Like, I like defenders. And when you have a legit guy like that, I mean, he has the potential to be like a Sheldon Rankins level player, which. Yeah. We know what that looks like.
Right.
You know, if you get a player like that dude into your program, you can really anchor one side, which Yaya did a good job of that, but not up to the level of Sheldon Rankins.
Right.
You know,
right.
So we see what defenses can look like that. So I'm pumped. I mean, you know, how close are you following recruiting right now, Mike?
Not as much as you, so that's why I'm asking you. So you're optimistic about our situation right now. No, I mean, I'm not just talking about the great class we already have. I'm talking, you know, put those aside.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what the fears you have of the three guys that we could lose, plus the exchange market that's happening right now with transfers. Where would you put your
we're going to
50-50 swap? Are you saying we're probably 75-25 in the advantage?
I'd say we're on the right side of things right now because we haven't lost a piece on the transfer side that like hurts real bad. Like last year, losing Greedy hurt. Right. Like losing Watkins and Harrell hurt. Yeah. But there are multiple levels of this. So like we'll have the period right now. We'll see where we are after the bowl game. There might even be a couple that trickle out between now and the bowl game.
Yeah.
Then after the bowl game, and then after spring practice. And then even after fall camp. But when you're losing guys out of fall camp like we did with Kobe Baines, those are guys that are leaving because they didn't hit the depth chart.
Have you mentioned a quarterback, Mark?
So, yeah, so quarterbacks, we're watching everybody. I mean, I don't know which one to really focus in on at all. Hudson Card would be awesome just because of name.
Right.
You know, you get a card.
Yeah.
He's a card. Of course he's a card. He's been a card his whole life.
Yeah.
That would be fun for that. And he was also a starter at Texas. I don't know. I don't.
What fits the style?
Card. Uiagalelei, he's not even in the portal yet, but I expect him to be. But I think DJ's going to Arizona State.
You know, what is Malik the ideal quarterback for Scott's system? Or is Malik just elite athlete?
I think a guy who can run. I don't think you have to, I don't think the quarterback has to be as mobile as Malik. I think you could probably have a guy that's Stephon LaFour's like level of mobility.
Yeah.
More than Teddy. More regard.
No, Teddy was one of the greatest dual threat quarterbacks in ESPN history. What are you talking about?
Yeah, more than Teddy, but no, Ragone level runner, LaFour's level runner. LaFour's could really run. I think Scott needs a guy who can run, but I don't think they have to be Lamar, you know, or Kaepernick or somebody like that.
Okay.
But I do think you want that player to run a little bit.
And those quarterbacks available right now, you think are Hudson Card.
I mean, Hudson, well, Brendan Armstrong can run.
Yeah.
But he's lefty. And I don't know. I think Pierce Clarkson could come in and be ready. I just want somebody in here to push him. Yeah. I want somebody to push him. Another guy, non-quarterback, Stephen Heron from Trinity High School, transferred after graduating from Stanford, Michigan, Notre Dame, or Louisville. Those are the waters we want.
He was considering Louisville at the time. You know, it was like, it's going to be kind of tough. But
yeah, well,
I think I remember
he's got
that
the degree in hand.
Right.
Now let's see if you can go be a pro somewhere.
Yeah.
And Yaya's gone. Spot's open.
Hey, I just want to bring this up real quick. Congratulations to Peyton Siva. I see on LinkedIn that he has accepted a new position as professional basketball player for a new team.
Wow.
I was like, wait, that's not how my LinkedIn
like
works.
Yeah. Jeff Sims, I didn't mention. Thank you, Texter. But on the other side, you got maybe in a rummage. You got Louie and Issel. And Mike Lindsey, man, thanks for coming in. It's
yes.
always great to see you.
Come on, team. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Beat Miami.
Figure it out.
Beat the Netherlands. Beat the Dutch. Beat Middle Tennessee. Let's go.